3, 4, 5. Nursery, anyone else? Got a few adults in the congregation returning as well. And how many people have going to uni, going back to university in the next few weeks? I know anyway, one. Two. Okay. Or starting a new job? Looking for a new job? how many people are going through a significant change in the next few weeks? Quite a few. How many have got something coming up that either makes them just a bit nervous or a bit excited? How many people haven't put their hands up yet? And when we think about it, most of us have got things that are coming up which are often a bit of a challenge. They make us nervous. We don't know. Somebody once said to me, he said, the future, it's a bit like you're walking backwards into the future most of the time. You haven't got much of a clue what's going to be around the corner. We don't know. And try as we might, we can set out, get any number of health insurance products. We can get any amount of car insurance, house insurance. You can be told by marketeers that this is everything you need. But actually, when it comes down to it, it's us. And we're it. And it's now. And we don't know what the future holds. And in a weird way, the gospel, or the good news of Jesus Christ, is something like a mysterious and deep set of promises where God says, I love you and I've got you. I've got your back. You don't need to worry, because actually it's a bit like this. And he sent his son to show us a bit of what that was like. And if we look at the life of Jesus, it's never actually been about an easy life where you skip along merrily through life. It's actually about saying, yeah, there's things that are easy, there are things that are tough, and it doesn't matter how old you are, that doesn't go away. So it can be hard when you're 3, it can be hard when you're 30, it can be hard when you're 90. But actually, we have that deep and profound promise that that's the case. Now, you might have wondered about the tug of war rope and what that was about, but actually, sometimes, as a U2 song, you don't have to go it alone. And actually, that is part of the thing that we can discover as human beings in relationship with each other, that actually we can go along. I think that's why things like desert island discs are quite fascinating. It's like, how would you manage on your own? Really? And so it's about your friends, your family, your people. And in the Christian sense, it's about a church or a group of people who, again, have got your back, who want to journey with you for a little while. And that's what this is about. It's about a group of people. And so, just holding that in mind, what I want to do is to put up a song, a reflection, which is a song called The Deer's Cry. And on it, there are a series of images of Jesus. Now, I'm going to put a warning on this. We are about to have the AV system redone. You'll find that it's slightly better down the sides. Bad luck if you're at the front, but it's not too bad. But I would like you, please, encourage you to think about, as we go through the next month, as we're, some of us are sort of getting back into things, we come from all different places, This song reminds us that Christ is really with us through whatever. We've got a slight technical challenge as ever. Right, we start it now.
Through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's eye to look before me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me. From all who shall wish me ill, afar and near, alone and in a multitude.
And now we'll take a moment to pray. So if you'd like to kneel or bow your heads or whatever